Kevin Barron is the director of government affairs for the American Small Business League. There was a story in the Washington Post showing that a lot of earmarked small business money is being funneled to large corporations. And we wanted to find out if that's true and then which presidential candidate is better suited for small business. So we welcome him on the Fight for University Think Line now. Kevin, good morning.
Good morning, Danny. Thanks for having me on.
Great pleasure. Great pleasure to talk to you. Okay, first of all, is money that was earmarked for small business being funneled to large corporations?
Absolutely. It's very unfortunate, Danny, and as the Washington Post story showed, we estimate that somewhere between $60 to $100 billion a year, every year, in small business set-aside contracts are ending up in the pockets of Fortune 500 companies and large firms. There have been, since 2003, about 15 federal investigations into this issue, and all of them have shown consistent fraud, abuse, and loopholes going on in federal contracting, which is allowing for these small business contracts to be redirected to these large firms.
All right, so I want to make sure I understand the process. They're losing contracts, or these big corporations just simply stealing the business from them?
Well, it's both. Because the government has, by law, 23% of all federal contracting dollars must go to small businesses. If a large firm gets a contract that's counted as a small business, then it goes towards that 23%. So that's money being taken away from small businesses. So it somewhat happens on several layers where small business set-aside contracts, and these are contracts meant to go to small businesses, end up going to these large firms. And then because these large firms get counted as a small business, additionally, that's money that's going should be going towards that 23% that ends up going to these large firms instead.
Give me an example of a large corporation getting money that's supposed to go to a small business.
Well, sure. As that Washington Post story showed, Dell Computer, which is a Fortune 500 company, has been able to get millions of dollars in small business contracts. Lockheed Martin is another one. I believe they showed, the Washington Post story showed that they received somewhere around $250 million in small business contracts, and that was just over the course of one year.
Why don't the small businesses sue, or are they?
Well, some have. Some have contested this. I think part of the problem is that because small businesses tend to be small, and while there are almost 27 million small businesses in the United States, they don't speak in a very unified voice, which gets to part of the problem is they don't have as much power in Washington on these issues as they would like, which is part of the reason why our organization was formed and why we do what we do.
Well, it just seems to me there's a non sequitur here, Kevin. Follow me for a moment.
Sure.
If I own a small business, I own a couple of them, and it would seem to me that if I'm looking at a multi-million-dollar contract from the government and I get screwed out of it by Merrill Lynch or something, I'm going to find a lawyer that's willing to work on a contingency to go after them.
Sure. Sure, absolutely. And in fact, many have. And unfortunately, where we see the problem gets bogged down is that either through the SBA, through the GAO, through the federal agencies that you would bring this complaint to, where you can go to contest the contract, the awarding of the contract, that's part of the reason where the problem stems from. And I think some of that comes to the fact that the SBA over the past few years, the Small Business Administration, has seemed to be rendered almost ineffective.
Yeah.
Due to, in fact, a Government Accountability Office report that came out a week and a half ago showed that due to budget decreases and staffing decreases, a large budget and staffing decreases at the SBA has really rendered them very ineffective and very unable to carry out their job in protecting small businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And really ensuring that contracts that are meant to go to small businesses go to small businesses and that large firms are not taking small business contracts.
Okay, let me turn the page. Which presidential candidate is better for small business, Obama or McCain?
Well, we reached out to both presidential candidates to ask them on these types of issues, especially when it comes to small business contracting, what they would do as president. We never heard anything back from the McCain campaign. Senator Obama came back to us back in February and told us that he would be in favor of removing corporate giants from federal contracting. We're still hopeful that he is the better choice when it comes to this issue in particular, although we've been very disappointed that both candidates have not been more vocal about this, especially in the face of the current economic downturn that we're facing, that this would be a big issue. I mean, redirecting $100 billion a year back into the hands of small business owners, back into the middle-class economy would do a lot to help turn our economy around. And as I'm sure, Danny, you and I both know, small businesses are going to be the driver that pulls us out of this economic slump. And so anything and everything that we can do to help growth in the small business sector is going to be important.
Yeah, I'm just not certain, Kevin, that he's talking about redistribution of wealth being from the big corporations to the small. I think he's talking about the big taxpayer to the small.
In some instances, I think you may be right, Danny, and it's something that...
Well, how is that good? That's not good.
No, overall, I would say that's not good, and that's why I say we've been a little disappointed that both candidates, unfortunately, in line with some of these issues, have not been very vocal about what their real plans are for small businesses. Both have issued a somewhat, I want to say, very broad-worded small business plans, but have not really offered a lot of specifics on how they're going to help fix a lot of these problems that are going on. Mm-hmm. I can say that one positive factor regarding the Small Business Administration, Senator Obama has called to see the budget of that agency restored, which I think is a helpful starting point. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, we're not seeing a lot of specific details on what the real plans are going to be, and that's where we find ourselves feeling somewhat, I don't want to necessarily say lost, but feeling somewhat uncertain about either way that it goes. I mean, where we as an organization are feeling is that regardless of which candidate becomes president, we want to really see them be able to focus in on some of these small business issues, make
right.
sure that small businesses get the protection and the help that they need.
Overall, was George Bush good or bad for small business?
George Bush has been very bad for small business, I'm afraid to say. You know, he came into office talking about how helpful he was going to be for small businesses, and the prime example is the Small Business Administration, Danny. I mean, the Bush administration has cut the budget by almost half, and they're staffing by about 43% since he's come into office.
Yeah.
And that's just something that we just unfortunately did not want to see, did not expect. And he's really not followed through on a lot of his promises for small businesses.
Kevin Barron, Director of Government Affairs for the American Small Business League. Thanks so much for your time. Appreciate it, pal. We'll talk again.
All right. Thanks for having me on, Danny.
Great pleasure. Bye-bye.